Some of you have noticed in the prayer bulletins that I'm having surgery next week.
各位如果注意的话，在前几个前几周的这个祷告事项、代祷事项中，都有一项是关于我有要动白内障的手术。
Some of you may have had the same surgery.
也许各位当中已经有人可能得过白内障，也进行过手术。
About four and a half, five years ago, I noticed something was wrong with my vision in my right eye.
大概四五年前开始，我就觉得我的视力不是很好，好像有什么问题。
My vision started getting weaker.
我的视力减退了。
Everything was a little bit cloudy.
很多东西看起来有点在像在雾的当中。
And so I went into some doctors.
所以我就去看我的医生。
And they finally diagnosed me with a cataract in my right eye.
他们就后来诊断出来是我的右眼当中有白内障。
A cataract is simply a blockage in your eye that disturbs your view.
白内障是眼睛里面长了一些东西能够阻碍你的视觉视线。
Most of the doctors I talked to were surprised.
许多医生我谈过的，他们都觉得很惊奇。
Because they said I was too young to have a cataract.
因为他们觉得我非常的年轻，为什么在这个年龄就已经得了白内障
？I took that as a compliment.
我想我很高兴，他认为我很年轻。
But when you have a cataract, you have a cloudy or blurry vision.
当你得白内障在眼睛里的话，你的视力就会模糊，觉得有前面有阻碍。
Sometimes you have double vision.
你可能会看到双重的影像。
It's very difficult to see at night.
可能在晚间你的视力就觉得不是很好，看不清楚。
So driving at night was a little hazardous for me.
所以我感觉到在晚上开车我有一点有危险性。
If you have never experienced a cataract, I have a picture of what it's like. If I could show that picture, please.
你不知道白内障的情况是什么，就可以来看看这个图。
So the left picture shows perfect vision, clear vision.
在这个比较清楚的照片，如果你看得清楚的话，那是一个正常的眼睛看得到的。
The right side is a cataract.
右边的是一个可能有白内障，就是比较模糊的照片。
That's exactly what I see from my left eye and then my right eye.
这确确实实就是我的左眼跟右眼的视力的感觉是这样。
So this half of the room I can see perfectly.
这边的人的我看得比较清楚。
And this half is very blurry.
这边的人你可以我看不太清楚。
So don't fall asleep on me, okay?
所以你们不要睡觉。
After the operation, I'll be able to see clearly with both eyes.
在我手术进行完了之后，我的双眼就恢复正常的视力。
I'll be able to drive at night safely.
我可以在晚上开车了。
I'll be able to play catch with my sons and daughter.
我可以跟我的小孩们追逐玩耍。
I'll be able to read easily.
我将能够读书读得很清晨。
And if you're across the street waving to me, I'll be able to see you waving to me.
假如你在街对面向我招手，我看得清楚你是谁。
This is what a clear, focused vision does for you.
这些我刚刚描述的就是一个正常的视力能够看清楚的状况。
And this is true for your physical eyes.
这对于我们的眼睛是这么样子。
It's also true for your life.
对于我们的人生也是如此真实。
It's also true for us as a church.
对于我们这个教会来讲，我们也是真的是这样。
So the question you can ask yourself is, have you determined why you are here on earth?
所以我们可以做一个基督徒来问一个问题，就是我们搞清楚了我们为什么在这里吗？
Have you ever asked yourself that question?
你是不是有曾经问过这个问题？
How would you answer that?
你对这个问题你是找到了什么样答案？
A lot of people feel as if life is very fast.
很多人可能在我这样的年纪觉得人生过得太快了。
That it's leaving you behind.
好像把你掉到后面了。
Or that life is on repeat.
或者是人生就是一天一天周而复始。
Every week is the same.
每天都是一样的，没什么新鲜事。
Every month is the same.
每个月也是一样的。
Every year is the same.
每年一年一年过去，同样的事情。
So some people who feel that way sometimes feel as if they're wandering.
有些人会觉得说，好像就是东奔西跑都是一样的，没什么变化。
Sometimes they feel as if they're lost.
有些人会觉得，日复一日以后，好像觉得自己就失落了自己。
When I was a teenager in youth group,
当我是一个青少年的时候，在我们的青少年团契里面
，we had this exercise where they would tell us, imagine that, you have passed away.
我记得我们那个时候虽然很年轻，但是带领的人会问我们一个问题，说：“哦，你想象你假如死掉的话。”
And you have a headstone at your grave.
你看到你自己的坟墓，然后坟墓上有一个墓碑。
And the question was, what would they write on your headstone?
你可以想象一下，你看到那个墓碑上面写的是什么样的话语
？Obviously, they would write the date you were born and the date you passed away.
就像一般的墓碑上就会写说这个人的名字，然后他什么时候生，什么时候过世。
But if they could write something about your life and how you lived your life, what would they write?
但是有些墓碑上有铭文写到说来形容这个人，或者是一些纪念性的话语。
I think all of us will want.To have something written that we did great things.
我们都希望说，那一句话是赞美我们的，说我们这一生活得很好。
That we changed people's lives.
我们可能对人有很重要的影响。
That we made this world a better place.
我们使这个世界更美好。
But nobody wants written on their gravestone that they did nothing.
可能没有一个人会希望在那个墓碑上说，这个一生就了了。
That they had a wasted life.
浪费了我的一生。
And I think this is true for you as an individual.
对我们每一个个人来讲，我们都会这样子。
And I think you have to answer that question.
我们必须来面对这样一个问题，来找寻答案。
What on earth are you doing here?
到底我们在这里是要知道我们去哪里吗？
And as a church, we should answer that same question.
当我们是一个教会的团体，我们也需要来用这样的一个问题来问我们。
What on earth?Is Golden Gate Christian Church doing here?
我们金门教会在这里到底是我们知不知道我们要做什么往哪里去
We need to know why we're here.
我们想要知道说我们为什么神把我们放在这里
And so it helps an individual and it helps an organization like a church to understand why they exist.
这个问题对个人一样的有效对于整个我们的教会来讲也是很有效的
And they will write something called a vision statement.
所以我们教会会有一个教会的意向宣言。
It answers the question, why are we here?
这个意向的声明或宣言就是来回答说我们教会在这个地方是为什么。
It forces us to think about why we do the things that we do.
这会要求我们来思想我们为什么在这里做每一个礼拜的事情。
It forces us to think about where do we want to be in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years.
可以让我们有一个推力，让我们来想说，五年以后、十年以后，我们在这里还是现在这样吗
？So what makes for a good vision statement?
那么怎么样才是一个好的意向宣言
？It's usually short.
通常一般要很简短。
It's one sentence.
一句话。
Well, in English, usually like 10 words or less.
如果是英文来写的话，是十个字或之内是最好。
So, I'll give you some examples.
可能有很多的我举几个例子。
So there's a big furniture store called IKEA.
大家都知道 IKEA 或者叫宜家。
So their vision statement is to create a better everyday life for many people.
宜家的这个意向宣言就是说，我们要为人们带来。最好的明天能够活得更好。
Amazon, anybody buy anything off Amazon?
亚马逊或者是Amazon.
So, no translation for that. So their vision statement is to be Earth's most customer-centered company where anybody can buy anything they want online.
Amazon 他们的宣言就是说我们要成为一个最为众多的人来着想的让所有的人到了我们这边就可以找到他要的东西。
Kraft Food Company.
Kraft 这个食品公司。
Their vision statement is helping people around the world eat and live better.
他们的意向宣言是说让整个世界的人们能够吃得更好，所以他们能活得更好。
Now you may may have bought many of these products.
你可能在这些地方都买过很多的东西。
But you had no idea what their vision statement was.
但是你可能从来没有到他的网页去看他的意向宣言是什么。
And that's okay.
没关系。
Because the vision statement is for their employees and their CEOs, for them to know.
意向宣言通常是给这个公司或这个组织里面的成员或者是他们的管理阶层的一个誓言。
Because the employees need to know why that company exists and why they're working for that company.
因为在这个公司里面做的成员们，他们需要知道说我们公司的目的是什么，我们在追求什么。
And it's the same thing for our church.
对于我们教会，我们进门教会的会员，各位大家也是如此。
If you're a member of our church or regularly attending, you need to know our vision statement.
假如你每个礼拜来这边聚会，你需要知道我们教会的意向宣言是什么。
Remember, our vision statement is why do we exist?
所以意向就是说让我们知道说我们为什么存在这里。
I'll test you, okay?
我现在要考一考大家。
Don't cheat.
不要偷看。
What is our
current, 抬头。
What is our current church vision statement? Can anybody say it?
我们现在的教会的意向声明是什么？用中文就好，不要低头，看前面。
Anybody raise your hand?
有没有人能够讲出来，或者大概也可以 ？OK， 现在可以低头看一下。
Let me show it on the screen. Our current church vision statement.
我们在今年之前教会的意向宣言是这样说的。为了荣耀上帝，我们迈向一个多元文化的教会大家庭，并以喜乐的心一同敬拜、服侍和赢得这世界。哦，这个已经删掉了，所以这是以前的。No, because right now we print a new one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't need to be here then. I'm done. Okay. So that our previous vision statement is actually a very good statement.
以前我们的宣言实际上是很好，因为很多年了，但是也是不错的一个意向。
It's biblical.
非常符合圣经。
It's God-centered.
是以神为标准。
Talks about the gospel.
要传福音。
But it is a little difficult to memorize.
但是有点困难把它全部背起来。
There's lots of words, lots of characters.
因为太多的字了。
It doesn't like roll. You can't really say it very quickly, easily.
你很难能够很快的把它完全的讲出来，讲对。
So the church leaders have worked very hard on crafting a new vision statement.
所以教会的领袖花了很长的时间来想要把这个意向宣言调整一下。
And so we wanted to take advantage of our church name.
所以我们想要用我们的教会的名字金门教会来着想。
So when you think of the Golden Gate, what do you think of?
所以你想到金门，你会想到什么？
You think of the bridge, right?
想到金门大桥，对不对？
Tourists come to San Francisco and say, "Oh, where's the Golden Gate?" You point them to the bridge.
所以旅行的人到了这边来，都会问说，哦，我们要去金门大桥看看。
What's the purpose of a bridge?
各位想一想，桥的目的是什么？作用是什么？
Bridges help you cross over from one side to the other side.
桥让人从这一端走到桥的另外一端。
Bridges are a firm foundation to go over something that is not a firm foundation.
从桥这边你知道这边确实是什么样子，然后能够走到对面去。
And bridges suggest movement, like you're moving from one place to another place.
而且桥是有带出来一个行动，就是要从这一点进行到下对面。
So our new vision statement, can I show that on the screen, please?
所以各位可以看上面荧幕上的，我们现在新的教会的意向声明是。
Okay. Can we say it all together?
Yeah, 我们可以一起来读吗？来，我们是领人进入在基督里的生命之桥梁。
Let's try that again.
再来一遍，来。我们是领人进入在基督里的生命之桥梁。
Oh, that's beautiful. Can I take the slide down?
好，现在请那个放影像的人把那个先遮住，好吧？
You know what I'm going to do, right?
往前推一个。
Okay. See if
可以, 好。 各位, 抬头。 不要低头。 我们是领人进入基督的生命之桥梁。对，最少你要记住我们，然后怎么样？基督的生命，然后桥梁。We are Golden Gate.
I'm just gonna let you preach. So you, okay, I want you to memorize our new vision statement.
所以我们从现在开始，现在缩短了，容易记了。希望各位记得，好，下礼拜蔡牧师要考各位。I
wanted to be in your mind.
放到我们的脑子里面。And
on your lips.
而且我们常常的说，就容易记住。And
in your heart.
而且放到我们的心上，把知道教会的目标、教会的意向是什么。Next
week when I see you at church.
他说的，假如他到我们这边来看到你的话。I
will quiz you and ask you what our new vision statement is.
他会在门口问你，你记不记得我们金门教会新的教会意向宣言是什么？Except
I don't understand Mandarin, so it's okay.
所以你必须还要记下英文是什么。The
key part of our new vision statement is the phrase "life in Christ."
在整句话当中最重要的就是什么？在基督里的生命。Is
that our new one? This is our... okay, thank you.
Yeah, right.
So life in Christ is a key part of this phrase.
最中心的主要要带出来的就是在基督里的生命。I
want you to know it is not simply leading people to life.
我们不是说我们要把人带到生命。It's
not even leading people to Christ.
我们也不是把人带到耶稣的面前。It's
more than that. It's leading people to life in Christ.
我们要更进一步的是把人带到进入到基督里的生命，有基督的生命。So
what does life in Christ look like?
所以有基督的生命是什么样子呢?
For many people, life is nothing more than the time spent between birth and death.
对于很多人来讲，生命就是什么? 从出生，然后到什么?
There's hard work.
当中充满了什么? 很多的劳苦功高,
there's boring routine.
也有很多人觉得生命可能变成很单调。
And most people hope they just have enough to make it to the very end.
有些人觉得说，希望在这一生当中能够得到很多很多的东西，然后一直活到最后都很快乐。
I think this is why a lot of people will say, well, just live for the moment, live for right now.
所以有些人他会说，哦，我就是为了现在而活。
Or they'll say, don't worry, be happy.
或者说，哎呀，不要想那么多事情了，不用担心啊，就快乐一点吧。
So many people try to find joy and happiness in many different places and many different ways.
所以很多的人就追求这些享乐，或者追求这种暂时的、目前的快乐。
Some people will look for it in money.
很多人就想到要得到目前的快乐的话，就一定要有很多的钱。
Some people will look for it in possessions.
很多人就想要得到很多的财产。
Some people will look for it in positions and power.
很多人抓权、抓利、抓名。
But finding life in Christ is so different.
其实真正的生命的意义是有很高的。
It's so satisfying.
是非常令人鼓舞的，有安慰的。
So in Scripture, we have many stories of people encountering Jesus and finding life in Him.
在福音书当中，我们看到有很多人碰到了耶稣以后怎么样？ 他们就找到了生命的意义。The
character of Matthew was a tax collector.
马太福音的作者马太，他是一个税吏。He
was hated by both the Romans and the Jews.
他不讨自己老板罗马人的喜欢，也不讨自己的同胞犹太人的喜欢。And
he encountered Jesus.
当他遇见耶稣的时候。And
Jesus said, "Follow me."
耶稣跟他讲了一句很简单的话，就是来跟从我。And
Matthew got up and he left all of that.
然后马太就站起来就跟从了耶稣。The
story of Jesus healing lepers.
另外一个故事是讲到耶稣治疗得麻风病的人。And
there are many times where Jesus says, "Shh, stay quiet, don't tell anybody."
当耶稣医治完了他以后跟他讲说不要出声不要大肆张扬。
But they could not. They had to spread the news and many more people kept coming for healing.
但是这个被耶稣医治的得麻风病的人怎么样？他非常的高兴，他起来跳跃的，他向许多人来诉说，到处来讲说他被耶稣医好了。
We have stories of people who are possessed by demons.
另外也有故事讲到耶稣医治被鬼附的人。
Who were so crazy they were foaming at the mouth and had to be chained down.
他发病的时候，他口吐白沫，翻眼睛，然后像鬼一样的乱叫乱吼。
But when they encountered Jesus, they went out and shared all about Jesus because their lives were changed.
当他被医治成为一个正常的人以后，他就到处来宣扬耶稣在他身上做的事情。
The Pharisee named Nicodemus.
另外讲到法利赛人尼哥底母。
He came to meet Jesus in a very secretive, in the dark meeting at the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
他怕别人看见，所以他在夜里偷偷的来见主耶稣。
But at the end, when Jesus was taken down from the cross,
最后当耶稣被钉了十字架了以后，身体被拿下来的时候
，Nicodemus the Pharisee was there to help bury Jesus.
圣经上记载的是说，尼哥底母去跟另外一个人把耶稣的尸体搬走。
I want you to understand, we are leading people to life in Christ.
我们要知道说我们要带人进入到与基督在一起。
We don't change people by our own power.
我们没有能力，我们没有一些奇异的方法来使人改变。
We have God's power to do that.
我们是以神给我们的能力来做这些事情。
The truth is that life is not found in pleasure.
真理是说我们的生命并不是建立在享乐上面。
Or possessions.
或者是拥有多少东西。
True life is only found in the person of Jesus Christ.
真正的生命是当我们进入基督的生命与他同在的时候，我们就有真正的意义。
In the Gospels, Jesus again and again says he is the giver of life, the author of life.
圣经告诉我们说他是赐生命的神，他是创造生命的神。
In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says,I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章六节讲到说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，就没有人能到父哪里去。
And in John chapter 20, he says, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but they are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
另外在二十章三十到三十一节我们一起来读来。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记载这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得胜。
In the book of John, the word life is mentioned many, many times.
在约翰福音当中，生命字眼出现了非常多次。
About 25% of all the New Testament references to life is found in the Book of John.
在整个新约众书信当中，大约有约翰福音提到生命这个字，大概有占20%。
But the most important and powerful statement he made comes from John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
最重要的就是在约翰福音的十章第九到第十节。
It reads this way, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音第十章九到十节。来，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
When Jesus says, I am the door, and I came, it's a very forceful, I.
当耶稣说这话的时候，他是非常有力的来说，我就是门，从我进来的这个我，他是非常的有力的在说。
Meaning that life is found in no other thing or no other person except Jesus Christ.
要得到生命是没有别的人没有别的事情能够帮人除了你被耶稣得到。
So we enter life by Jesus Christ.
所以我们 只能够进入真正的生命是从耶稣进去
得到。We enjoy life by Jesus Christ.
我们真正能够享受到我们的生命的意义的时候，是因为有了耶稣基督。
We live a fulfilled life because of Jesus Christ.
我们更能够发挥我们生命的意义的时候，是因为我们身上有耶稣基督的能力。
And we get to daily life because of Jesus Christ.
我们每一天当中要过得很有满足的话，我们应该是要与耶稣一起。
So in order to understand verses 9 and 10, we have to understand the context.
所以当我们要来了解约翰福音第十章九到十节的时候，我们必须知道它的上下文。
Jesus is drawing a contrast between Jesus being the good shepherd and all the false shepherds.
在这整段经文里面，耶稣是来用一个比喻，就是比从好牧人跟坏牧人或者是不好的牧人做的比较。
So false shepherds are the thieves, the ones who want to kill, steal, and destroy.
在第十节讲到说，那些不好的或者假装做牧人的坏人，他们乃是要来偷窃、来杀害、来毁坏。
Jesus' main purpose as the good shepherd was the health of the sheep.
耶稣要来做一个好牧人，他是着想的是这些羊的健康。
So a sheep pen is an enclosure.
当羊在羊圈里面的时候，是被关在里面的。
It's usually had short walls.
可能是矮矮的墙。
And there was only one opening.
只有一个门。
And Jesus describes himself as the door to the sheep pen.
耶稣描述他自己就是这一个门。
And once all the sheep are inside the pen, the shepherd blocks the only entrance.
当羊都进了这个羊圈的时候，牧人把羊圈的门关起来的时候，这个时候没有一个羊能够出去。
So the sheep who are in the pen cannot get out.
所以这些羊没有办法出去了。
And the shepherd guards for anybody who wants to try to get into the pen to hurt the sheep.
这个门的作用另外也是来阻挡外面的人进来。
So we are saved from the thieves that come to steal, kill, and destroy.
所以这个门带来一个安全的保障，让这些羊在里面受到保护，不会被偷。
Jesus says, "Enter by me, and you will be safe forever."
耶稣说，从我这个门进来的，你就永远得救，得到安全。
The problem with that is none of us want to be just safe.
我们可能不想仅仅得到只是有安全。
Safety is a basic necessity of life.
当然，安全对于我们的生命来讲是必须要有的。
We want to be protected from what can hurt us.
我们需要被保护，防止被人侵害。
But we were not created just to be safe.
但是我们被创造的目的并不只是要得到安全而已。
Your heart wants more than just safety.
我们的心要满足的话是超越安全。
So we want life.
我们需要有生命。
Abundant life.
有丰盛的生命。
A deep life.
有深度的生命
，a joyful life，
有喜乐的生命。
We just don't want to survive and be safe。
我们并不是只要存在生存而已。
We were made to prosper at every level of life。
我们希望我们的生命在每个层面都能够有最大的发挥。
Just think about it in the book of Genesis。
就来想想在创世纪里面
，that God created the Garden of Eden and put a man and a woman there。
当耶稣创造了男女之后，把他们放在伊甸园当中。
And before sin entered the world, they were allowed to roam freely.
在罪还没有进入人类之前，他们在整个的园里可以自由的行走。
Take care of the animals.
他们照护照管那些生物。
Harvest the crops.
他们管理蔬菜果树。
That's what we were made for.
那是我们当初被造的目的。
Not just sitting in a hole somewhere being safe.
并不是只是被罩在那里，然后坐在一个很安全的地方。
So in verse 9, Jesus says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture."
所以第九节这边讲说，凡从我进来的必然得救，而且要出入得草吃。
See, the sheep pen represents safety and protection.
所以这个羊圈、羊门是能够提供一个安全的保障。
But they don't want to. The sheep don't want to stay in the pen.
但是羊所需要的不只是被保护。
If they're not allowed out of the pen, what will happen to them?
假如他们不能够放出去的话，那他们会怎么样
？They'll eventually die.
最后他们怎么样？会饿死。
And so the verse tells us that the sheep want green pastures and fresh waters.
这个经文后面带出来的意义就是说，他们需要有水、有食物、有草吃。
That's the abundant life.
这个是带来丰盛生命的条件。
It's protection and plenty.
这是很丰盛的，而且有安全的。
It's safety and satisfaction.
不但是有安全，而且让我们能够得到一个满足。
The abundant life is not about having more and more things.
有丰盛的生命，并不是说我们要得到的东西越来越多。
It's about having peace.
而是说我们让我们能够有平安
and joy,
有喜乐
and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
并且与神与耶稣基督有生命上的交流。
There are other translations for this phrase abundant life.
可能有其他的翻译对于这个丰盛的生命。
Some Bibles say a rich and satisfying life.
有些译本翻成说是一个很富有的很满足的一个生命。
A life to the full.
一个满满的生命。
And a version says a better life than you've ever dreamed of.
这一节也告诉我们当中，我们有这样的丰盛的生命是我们从来没有想象得到的。
So Jesus is the giver of an abundant life.
所以耶稣基督是能够给我们丰盛生命的。
And that should change the way we live our lives.
我们当了解了以后，我们知道了，我们可以让我们的对于生命的展望有另外一番认识。
Because we have life in Christ, we can understand what's important and what's not important.
当我们知道耶稣给我们丰盛生命以后，我们可以知道在我们生活当中什么是重要，什么是不重要的。
Because we have life in Christ, we can make sacrifices.
因为当我们有了基督的生命的时候，我们就知道怎么样来做哪些方面的牺牲。
Because we have life in Christ, we can make a difference in other people's lives.
当我们有了基督的生命的时候，我们知道怎么样能够来用生命来影响别人的生命。
What's our new vision statement?
所以考考各位，我们的新的意向宣言是什么？
That bridge.
Okay. 好，我们一起来读一遍，好不好？再来，我们是领人进入基督生命之桥梁。不太合，预备，来，我们是领人进入在基督里的生命之桥梁。OK， 阿门，阿门。
So if I see you next week.
林牧师说他希望他下礼拜能够看到你。
Don't run away from me.
Yeah, 不要躲开。
Someone said that our job is not to change people.
有人说我们的工作，我们为神工作，并不是要来改变某一个人。
Our job is to connect people to Jesus.
我们是要连接，把人跟神连接在一起。
And it's Jesus' job to change people.
只有神，只有耶稣基督能够改变人。
That's why life in Christ is so important.
所以说，在基督里的生命是非常重要，在我们整个意象里面。
And that's why you are important.
所以各位都是非常重要的，也是如此。
You, each of you, is a bridge that can connect someone to Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都是一个桥梁，能够连接某一个人，让他进入到在基督里的生命。
Let's pray.
各位，我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you're a God who's worthy to be worshipped.
神，我们感谢你主，因为你是我们的神主，你是配得颂赞尊重的。
We thank you that you give us purpose here on this earth.
我们感谢你，让我们在此一生当中有一个目标，有一个目的。
We thank you that you give us our church.
谢谢你让我们能够进入到你的大家庭，参加教会。
I pray that every person in this room would experience what life in Christ is about.
我向你祷告，求你帮助在座的每一个人能够清楚地明白生命是为什么在这里。
And that they're so in love with you.
让我们每一个人都能够更多地爱你。
That they want to bring people to Jesus.
因此，我们能够愿意带领更多的人来认识你。
I pray that would be upon their minds.
我祈求你让这些继续存在我们的心里。
Their hearts.
在我们的意念当中
on their lips,
在我们的嘴上
and on the hands,
在我们的手上
Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
感谢你的恩典，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Amen.